So we'd ask Keon the same thing, like when you get that, the news, hey, come on, they need to see you upstairs, what's going through your head?
Man, probably responded the exact same way he did. But it's just a moment, you know, that you've been waiting for. You know, when the moment comes, we always talk about be ready for the moment. So when you go, when you get up there, you're ready for, you know, whatever decision he wants to make, and you prepare for it. And, you know, there's a lot of emotions going on, a lot of feelings. But, you know, when you put all your work you can do, you know, everything you can give each and every single day, that you can be at peace with whatever decision is made. And I'm at peace right now. But still, definitely, it was a moment. It was like a moment of triumph and a moment of, you know, accumulation of everything that went over in camp and the whole journey. So it was awesome.
Keon had said at home 2 days ago, did you think that you did enough to make the
team? I wasn't really, my mindset wasn't on did I do enough. My mindset was basically, did I give it my all every single day? I feel like doing enough, that really, you know, you can toss it up to, you know, the coaches and, you know, the people to evaluate those things. It's like, did I look at myself in the mirror and say, like, did I do everything I gave today? And can I wake up and do it again and again and again? And even when that moment does come, like, okay, yes, you make the team and all those good things, can I continue to stack days and do that consistently? So that was the mindset, and I'm glad I got a chance to, and still do have a chance to keep doing that.
Like, what was that like? What's the relationship
been
like going through the same thing with him?
And Key, man, he's awesome. You know, he talked about it a little bit, but we met during rookie mini camp, and he was a guy that we initially played the same exact position. And we, of course, both defensive backs, but it was the same exact nickel position. And it was a guy we've been competing this whole time. And, you know, you can, that brotherhood and that bondship that comes with competing with one another, but not in a toxic way, in a brotherly way. It was awesome to share that moment with him. You know what I'm saying? I learned so much from him as a defensive back. And, you know, going out through the camp process, you see a guy who just continuously works every single day on his craft, who's technically sound. So when you're walking down the stairs, you see him with a big smile, and, you know, he knows, and I know, we didn't have to say any words. It was just a big hug. It was like a movie moment, honestly, but it was awesome. It was awesome.
Yeah, you know, a lot of teams say, hey, you can go prove it out in the field. We will give you a spot if you do it on the field. Did that feel particularly true as you're going through the process with the Ravens? I mean, were there points where you wondered, like, is there anything I can do to get a spot? Or did it feel like throughout the process you always had a chance to earn your spot?
Honestly, every single day they harped on in the meetings is you have to earn it. And I truly believe that. You see, the way they treat everybody here is that exact same way. If you're the highest paid player, if you're the lowest on the depth chart, you have to earn everything that you have. And that's what you love. That's the beauty of this organization. That's the beauty of the team that you play for, is that it's consistent all around. And, you know, I love that I got a chance and still get a chance to play for this team and play for an organization like that, where every single day you have to bring it.
Ruben, you alluded to the fact that you played nickel back in the spring. Mm-hmm. And when you were making plays then, we were noticing that. Mm-hmm. What kind of went into transitioning? I know you're still playing some nickel, but what went into the conversation and everything as far as you playing safety, and what was that like, and do you think that helped ultimately making the team?
Of course, yeah. Playing DB, I played a lot of DB positions in college and all that good stuff, and just the ability to be versatile, especially here on this team, it's an awesome ability. And, you know, I wanted to challenge myself, and even in rookie minicamp, we talked about it, like playing safety a little bit, and I wanted to challenge myself to learn that position. And it was hard, you know, learning two positions at the same time and not knowing which one you're going to play at certain days. But definitely, like, once you learn those positions, you understand the defense better, you understand the scheme better, and then ultimately it just helps you with your play. And how it kind of went from nickel to safety or safety to nickel, it was just, you know, the needs, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, training camp is long, people go down, or we need people to fill spots, and that's kind of how it came about.
Another big announcement today was that Kyle Hamilton got signed to this organization for long term. I mean, working with a guy like that in the secondary, what has he done for you, meant for you, as you kind of get acclimated to how to play defense in this organization?
It's funny, we were talking about versatility. I mean, he's the epitome of versatility. Literally plays every position on the defense. And, you know, to have a guy that leads you in that way, you know, intellectually, and then you have a guy that, you know, actually puts it on every single day, puts the pads on every single day and works hard, it's very rare. And, you know, a guy that you can go up and ask a question mid-play. If you don't know what you're doing, he knows. Like, and you might be a corner, you might be a safety. He knows exactly what you're supposed to be doing. And it's just awesome to play for a guy like that. It's awesome to, you know, lay it on the line because you know he's going to lay it on the line for you, and you know he's all about ball and all about playing for his brothers.
Is there any advice that he gave you in camp that you kind of applied?
I would say the advice, I wouldn't say he gave it to me specifically, but he's a, like I said, he's a leader for the defense and the team, and he always talks about pushing forward. So just pushing forward every single day and, like, knowing that yesterday is in the past. You know, you might have a good day yesterday, you might have a bad yesterday yesterday, but you still have to go out today and do what you do. And I think that's the, like you said, that's the beauty of it all, earning it every single day. And he's a leader that does those things, not just says those things, he does those things.
Did you have other teams calling you up in the draft about signing there? And if so, what led you here?
No, it was a quiet period after the draft. I was with my family, and it was about, you know, hour or two after that we were sitting, we were waiting, and it was radio silence. You can imagine how that goes. And then ultimately we got that call from the Ravens, and it was a joy. It was so much joy around people's faces. My grandpa was there. It was amazing. It was definitely a moment to celebrate. And then, you know, coming up here for Rookie Minicamp, it was great to see the organization and the people and get a feel for what we were about to walk into.
Had that been like a painful, stressful couple days leading into that before you got that call?
It wasn't painful or stressful because it kind of goes back to what we talked about earlier. You know the work that you put in, and you know that the journey that you're going to go on. And if, you know, for me, it was like if God allowed me to go on a team or be on a team, then awesome. But if he didn't, then I was going to continue to work hard at the next thing. And I've been blessed to be in this position and blessed with this opportunity and to do this with all these people and all these awesome teammates.
Well, the Ravens do have a history of undrafted free agents. I guess, have you been able to wrap your mind around going from undrafted to making a team, a roster of a team that's always in playoff contention?
It is hard to wrap your mind around, honestly, right now, because your brain, especially in camp, has been so focused on working and like not looking back and taking a step. So my brain actually I haven't digested actually the moment yet. But I think that's also a good thing, you know, like not to stay complacent in like this moment, but to continue to work. But, you know, one day or one moment, I'm going to definitely look back on it and be like, wow, this is insane.
which was harder than mechanical engineering here or this?
That's a good question. different aspects. I would say here, just because it's a new atmosphere, it's new people. You have to, you know, kind of adapt to new environments. You know, mechanical engineering is hard, but you just go into a classroom every day and you figure it out. Like, you can get as many reps as possible in mechanical engineering. You can just go practice 100 times a day. But but here, now nah, play like a Raven means something here.
Appreciate it.
Awesome.